You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, certainly the first goal, but I thought we played well. They played well. It wasn't much going on. They just happened to capitalize. Both teams had like four scoring chances. They happened to score in two of theirs. We missed a couple of ours. I thought the second we were fantastic. Actually, I thought the second was our best of the four periods. I think we outshot them like 15-7, probably had another 15 blocked. We just couldn't find one through. Gustafson was playing great. They were blocking some shots. We probably missed a few that we should have had. Ruotsalainen and Quinn both had one-timers that I think normally those are probably goals for them. And then obviously Beerzy, Rusek, and Paterka just made a big-time play. Mm-hmm. And that got us going and got the momentum going for us. Mm-hmm.
We talked about Fitzgerald all week playing
a
huge role last Friday. How big of a role did he play tonight?
Yeah, I love that guy. I do, and it's not because of the points. He's just such a warrior. So proud of the player he's turned himself into, coming from a guy that probably wasn't considered a high prospect to being a guy that played half a year in the NHL and looks like he's a full-time NHLer. I just couldn't be more proud of him. I can't tell you how much I love coaching him because the competitiveness and the passion that he plays with.
How's Linus doing?
Not great. Yeah, not great. I would imagine he's going to be out for at least a bit. He was struggling pretty good.
Were you shocked there was no penalty on that hit?
I think it was the right call. Yeah. I talked to him on the ice, and, you know, I appreciate the fact that they all four got together, made sure that they all saw whatever they saw. Watching it in between periods, at most it's a hair high, but it's probably not a penalty.
Yeah.
He unloaded the puck, but I mean it was bang bang. It was, you know, it's probably a hit that we're trying to get out of hockey a little bit, you know, because maybe it was a bit predatory, but it wasn't egregiously dirty.
It's the way Krebs fought through that game. It seemed like he got better each and every shift, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I mean, you know, it's a different league. The National Hockey League's better, obviously, but our league a lot of times is probably more physical on a night-to-night basis, especially in the North Division, especially against that beast of a team, right? So there's no time and space, and guys are in your face, and you're getting hit, and he's playing center now again, and you have to adjust to all those things, and new line mates and all of that. And I thought he got better in the second. He started to make a lot of plays, and then I thought he was excellent in the third.
What do you expect from him? He's a successful in the NHL, and if he comes down here, you expect him maybe to be a different speaker about that.
I just expect him to be Peyton. We don't need him to put a cape on and try to be Superman. We just need Peyton to... Peyton has high intelligence, he's got a high compete, and he's got high character. And as long as he does those things, usually good things will follow. And so I don't expect him or anybody to have to carry the team. We have a deep group of forwards, and he just needs to do his job and be the best version of himself.
Did you just feel Dell gave you a chance to win that game in overtime, maybe four phenomenal saves in that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard game for a goalie to play. He gets, I think he's at like 12 shots at the end of the second period. And so you're not getting a lot of work, but there's some quality to the work you're getting. And not much in the third. I think we only gave up one scoring chance in the third period. So then you get to overtime, and they had some really good looks. I know, you know, for the Buffalo media here, you know, there might have been some struggles up there. I also don't think the Sabres were probably at their best defensively when he was there at the time. For us, he's been fantastic. He's been fantastic in practice. He's been fantastic in games. He's been a leader. JJ Paterka, you know, those younger forwards, they go to him. I mean, there's a guy that's played with Pavelski and Burns and Carlson and Thornton, and he's got so much knowledge that he shares with our guys. I can't say enough about him.
Just how physical that team is, how emotional it got. I mean, what does it say to you about your group that you guys stuck with it and to come back the way that you did?
Yeah, it would have been an easy game to go away, probably, right? Against a team that physical and that demanding, you're down by three. This group, you know, I think that's the love that they have for each other, the competitiveness that they share with each other. Is the reason we even found a way into the playoffs with a makeshift lineup for about 10 weeks. And we were surviving on fumes and gutting out, you know, Ruotsalainen playing 27, 28 minutes a night, Tevzi playing 30 minutes a night. And I think that fight and that belief in each other and that love for each other showed in the third period.
Tevzi made the same one early in overtime?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, Tevzi had an unbelievable block in overtime there on that backside rebound. But the block that Brandon Biro had on the shift before we won the game was a world-class block. I mean, that puck ricochets kind of a funny bounce into the slot. Their defenseman's running downhill, hitting a one-timer. You know that puck's coming 85 to 95 miles an hour, and he sold out with his body to block that shot. And that's how you have to win in the playoffs.
Coach, you talked about this being such a young team and handling this and being down 3-0. I know you talked about love, but was this just gutsy effort from a young team?
Yeah, it was. I mean, there's growing pains and good and bad that go through just in one game. We talked about Krebsy. He got better as the game went on. I thought JJ and Quinner got better as the game went on. There's not a lot of space out there. And you had to pay a price to create offense tonight. And it was gutsy. But, I mean, there's probably, like I said earlier, in that time of that time that we had a real beat-up lineup, there's probably 8 to 10 wins in that 25-game stretch where, as a coaching staff, we walked off the bench and were like, I have no idea how we won that game. You know, like, you know, just the minutes guys had to play and how many shots we had to block and the style change that we had to make to survive that period of time. And it's a really good group. We have an elite captain, and I love coaching them.
Big crowd was totally in them, and you killed that penalty in the third, and it just seemed to even get louder and louder, and then you just make it 3-2, and it just seemed to carry you that.
Yeah, what a great job that our front office people, our ticketing people, our marketing people did. I don't know what the attendance was, but it felt high. And it's a Wednesday night with not a lot of turnaround in terms of time to plan and sell. The crowd was incredible. And as we talked about it after the second, we talked about not changing our game because we had enough looks in the second. But we also said if we get one in the first 7-8 minutes, the place is going to blow, you know, blow the top off. And then that's going to help us create the momentum we need to come back.
Tighten up because you gave up some glorious chances when they scored up, but then you did tighten it up. But what did you do to tighten up the D?
We needed to get better in our arrivals in the D zone coverage. They're a team that is very good at finding what we refer to as danger away. They find players away from the puck. They're very, very good at it. And so if you get too puck focused, if you come too much to the puck, there's players lurking away, which realistically are probably their first two goals. And that's just D-zone arrivals. That's the consistency, and we talked about it in between periods. If the winger's back first, the center has to check to the hole and cover for that. And that was one of the goals. So we just wanted to hone in on our D-zone arrivals. And then heading into the third, I said we have to play great defense. I think we're going to come back, but we probably can't come back if it's four. And so, yes, we're pushing for offense, but when it's time, the 5 or 6 times we have to come back in the D zone, when it's time to defend, we have to defend properly. And I thought we did a good job of that. That's mature. That's a mature response for a young team because it's easy to just cheat for offense in that moment.
Did you present or did the player present Aaron Dell with some cake after that?
I don't know that. I didn't. I wished him happy birthday this morning. The boys enjoyed that. No, I didn't present him with any cake. But I would say that victory was a heck of a birthday present.
Thank you.
This is a familiar opponent for you, but when you look at this tape, prepare for the one or two games ahead of you, what are you learning from this very emotional game?
Yeah, I mean, we have familiarity, but there will be adjustments, and that's important. There's things that they did that were a little different defensively than maybe all year. So there's things we did a little differently, and so that'll be important tonight. I always watch the whole game. That's just how I have to do it. I'll give certain things to Pex and Webby to hone in on defensively and offensively for things that we can maybe try to take advantage of, or and then on the other hand, take away from them. So it's going to be important, 24 hours here as we prepare for game two in Belleville.
For the league to review, they would have to have a request for you, and it sounds like you're not going to ask them to review that.
I'd have to see an angle that would tell me something different than I saw.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.